Burning Spear. Burning Spear on KGN. You got a request for some Junior Gang, yes? Who name so? I mean him, Junior Gang. Are you that?
Youngest veteran.
One more time, come with it, my yacht. Youngest veteran.
Me name Junior Gang, me tell you. Youngest veteran, me tell you. Me name Junior Gang, me tell you. Youngest veteran. I must say excuse me for a moment for an introduction. First one for me mama, but me papa lost son. Like some fruit in June season, so Junior come. Me there on with some music from me small. And me young, me used to play family man bass. Not call the drum. Any question where you ask, my man can answer me son. Cause me name Junior Gang, me tellin' no. The youngest veteran, me tellin' no. Me name Junior Gang, me tellin' no. The youngest veteran. Well, Junior Gang is coming up, I'm doing well, excellent. Treat the people right, just stand out predominant. Loving don't cost not a farthing, neither a cent. But should you spend the money, that's a money well spent. Anyway, big enough, judge a blowing breath like a vent. Listen to the girls and me, angelic talent. Chant now, you bingy burning up the serpent. Teach youths them loving, not violence. And from your nasty loving, me beg you keep silent. I say loving, loving, not violence. And from your nasty loving, me beg you keep. Lord, I said, look who's driving, Miss Daisy. The whole world is getting so hazy. The people, they are getting so crazy. The wonders, they don't seem to amaze me. It's been a long time, the world's been waiting for this. Cause Junior Gang will come again, he mark some brand new lyrics. It's been a long time, the world is waiting for this. The girls, them love a ragamuffin, chew him style and tactic scars. A meaning Junior Gang, me tellin' you. The youngest veteran, me tellin' you. Excuse me for a moment for an introduction. First one for me mama, but me papa lost son. Like some fruit in June season, I saw Junior come. Me there on this music from me small. And me young, me used to play mumbly man bass. Knock all the drum and then the question where you ask, my man can answer me son. Cause me name Junior Gang, me tell you. Youngest veteran, been waiting for this. Cause Junior Gang and come again, him up some brand new lyrics. It's been a long time, the world is waiting for this. And I might greet you with a smile, or I might greet you with a kiss. Them love ragamuffin, chew him style and tactics. Them love a Juju Royal, chew him fun and gimmicks. Them love a Mr. Mowley, calls him Lord. I mean him, Junior Gang, I tell you.
You have a timetable? Get at it now.
Okay, okay, okay. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it.
Hey, I just went on the other side of the studio and I saw a posse out in the hallway. Now these youth man, they look like I don't know what institution they got let go from, but they look like troubled youths. Anyway, I'd like to summons them to the air studio right about now. And if they're listening, I'd like to see them in here in 2 minutes. I have questions for them. The program today is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Bart's CD Seller and Record Shop. Bart's offers a selection of new and used CDs, LPs, and cassettes, and they're located at 1015 Pearl Street, west of the mall. Bart's is open 7 days a week and serve the Boulder community as an independent retailer since 1991. Bart's CD Seller. Check them. Go down there. Let us support your community establishments, you know, people. You understand? Because it's not like a big-time chain stores and big-time... You know what I say? You have to support the mom and the pops before they all go extinct. So we have to big up all over, big up. Michael Franti is in the building, Massive, along with his crew. Yes, Spearhead Massive. They're tuning up their instruments and they'll be on the air forthwith to deliver reasoning and rhymes to you and yours. And since we're here trying to big up all over big up, we also need to let you know that the program today is also sponsored. This program is sponsored by you, the listener member. Yes, you know this. That's why we're having our pledge drive in a couple of weeks from now. See, the Donovan will be here on the 19th on the pledge drive. So, you know, we'll be knocking you up and hitting you up. And one thing we won't be doing is beating you down. Yes, up is the word. Anyway, the music you hear today, most of it. The new music you hear right here on KGNU can be ordered through Musica Obscura, and locally they can be reached at 303-702-0482. All right? 303-702-0482. Or outside the calling area, they can be reached at 800-655-8563. Partial proceeds of such benefit KGNU. It's a mutual affair, Massive.
Not a personality.
Used to have a little jingle that's, it stays, every time I hear the word mutual, it goes like this. I'm going to sing a little thing for you. It goes like this. Life, the future begins today. The warmth and security, assurance of things to be, that's life, so live in harmony. It's your life, yes, you can depend on mutual. It's a jingle for a credit union or a bank. And when I was a little youth man in Jamaica, they used to play that scene, and at the end they say life is a mutual affair scene. So just remember that always. Life is a mutual affair. Going to 4 o'clock here on the GNU with the Reggae Bloodlines. African Roots come your way at 4 o'clock. Want to take a time to send a special greeting to all people and faculty and students at Fountain Valley School down in Fountain, Southern Colorado. Hey, get in here, man. You hear me call you? Man, what the hell is wrong with these delinquents? Man, why are you dudes standing out there grinning like a Cheshire cat when I call you? Did you hear me call you?
Yeah.
Did I call?
Yes, you called.
Have a seat. Okay. Damn it. What's wrong with these youths nowadays? Well, introduce yourselves.
Don't touch the mic.
Touch the mic, I have to kill you.
All right. I'm Rourke.
Rourke.
Yes.
Like Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
Are you related to Mickey Rourke?
No.
Rourke is your first name?
Yes.
All right.
Patrick.
You didn't know you're going to be terrorized when you enter the building, did you? Patrick. All right, you look like a Patrick. Hey, hey. We're trying to do a program over here. What's up with him? Hey, get out. Yeah, get out. What's his name?
His name is Nick.
I'm teasing. Sit down, Nick.
That's close.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Brian.
Brian?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
Since you're the spokesman of the group, because you're over there flapping your gums, why are you here today?
We're in the studio, the blue one, putting down some tracks for our album.
Putting down some tracks.
Yeah.
I like that kind of studio talk, putting down some tracks.
Thank you.
Is it the same as you're trying to record something?
Yes.
For what album?
Well, my album. I don't have a title yet, but yeah.
Okay.
He's killing you.
Well, dig this, son. You putting out an album?
Yeah.
I want to be on it.
Sweet.
It's not going to cost you anything. What do you want me to do?
I don't know yet. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you.
What do you do?
Okay, you get out. What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you see me doing over here? Are we ready for Michael Franti? Hold on, I'm talking to some delinquents here, man. Okay, what do you mean, what do I do? Listen, son, you hook up, link up, and put me on the album, all right?
All right.
If you want it to sell, you got to have the Donovan, son.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right?
It's all about
all right. Now, all right. Excuse yourselves and come see me again, all right?
All
right, people, we're gonna do a reasoning. Regin, introduce yourselves, man. You're not a stranger here.
That's right. I'm not. I'm normally not on at this time of the day, but this is Discern, a.k.a. Brandon, and I'm excited because less than, I don't know, 10 feet away is, how would you describe his artistic capabilities?
Oh, the man is just big time. I call him big time. You see how big the guy is?
Big time. I know. I didn't even realize how big he was.
The dude is huge.
Should we have him come in here right now? Should we have them come in?
If they're ready, it's open.
I think Spearhead is always ready. In fact, Michael Franti, and they were just in there listening to like a recording practice session, getting ready for tonight's show. He says he's very excited. Now, those of you who do not know who Spearhead is, I think we're going to go ahead and give you a little sample of that, because Spearhead is tight. They're this progressive group. Classifying them in one genre, there should be a new genre for people who are progressive. True. Let's call it progressive opia.
Yes, yes.
But should we go ahead and give them a sample, Donovan?
What do you want to touch?
Huh?
I'll touch a little thing, yeah. Yeah, we could touch something.
Let's, how about...
We'll touch this and then... What do you have in mind? No, wait a second. The Bridging, they have guitars, man. They're going to give us a sample.
Yeah, that's true. So wait, just like, pop that up for a second.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now that's what it's going to sound like tonight. But today, right now, it's going to be a little bit more raw. It's going to be just two guitars. So sweet. So sweet. It's like a lullaby in my ears.
You know.
Oh, my God. All right. So I think they're ready to come in here.
Bring him in.
Hold on a second. I'll go get him. My body got a slipping suicide.
Oh, my God. Slam, bam. Come on the scene, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic, can send you reeling without an inkling. Keep you thinking, cause you gave cash to the feds, left your school district for dead. You up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong, selling fire water by outlawing the bong. Still believing the system is working, while half of my people are still out of working. Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and jurors from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges and phony arrests. Staged a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. Listen in to my stethoscope on a rope. Internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence. Algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic.
You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it. Stealing DNA samples from the unborn and then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientists whose God is progress. A boar-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like they're Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon. No one slips on bananas. Do you really think that that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan. I shot JFK. I slept with Marilyn. She sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God. You my mother got a student suicide singing. Oh my, oh my God. You my mother got a slipping genocide singing. Oh my, oh my God. You my mother got a slipping suicide singing. Oh my.
This is KGNU Bola 88.5 FM with translator K206 DB in Fort Collins, Colorado at 89.1 MHz and translator K229 AC in Ward at 93.7 frequency modulation. The Donovan and a whole massive in other place this day, yes?
Man, you're good at that.
I still have to read it.
You're still good.
I read.
I read it too.
Anyway, people, we have... Introduce yourself. We've been talking about you the whole day, so yes.
It's Michael Franti here and Dave Shule, and we brought our acoustic guitars that are, as of yet, unnamed. So if you want to call in, give us some names for our acoustic guitars. And then there's some other folks here. I don't know who they are, but they just came along to check out what we're up to.
So first of all, we're going to do a call in to name the guitars.
Okay, we do that one.
Lucille is taken, people.
Lucille is taken.
All right, remember that. Scratch that off the list. Now, if somebody didn't hear about Michael Franti, Spearhead, and the massive of projects that you, Beatniks and all of that, what would you tell them about? What would you say? Where is it you're coming from?
Well, my music, I believe that music is one of the healing arts, and that through music we have the ability to help to bring out emotions in people that don't often have a chance to live and breathe and get fresh air. And that's why I do music. And the main message in my music has always been compassion. And Mumia Abu-Jamal said recently that the role of the artist in the contemporary world is to try to enrage, enlighten, and inspire people. And that's what I try to do through my music, is try to, express the outrage about things that are taking place, but also try to enlighten people through intellect and not just through craziness. Yes. And then also inspire people through joy. And when I think of joy, joy is the intersection between the human and the divine. And so sometimes we feel joy, we feel like we want to laugh and jump and dance. Yes. Sometimes we feel joy, we shed tears.
True thing. Now if someone, go ahead, big man.
Yeah. Well, how you just said that your music, you don't want to get people crazy riled up. Mm-hmm. So would you consider yourself more of a contemplative artist?
Well, I think there's a time to get crazy. And like I said, I try to enrage and enlighten. But I think that it's also important that as we approach things that have taken place in the world today, that we're mindful of our approach to things. So like those of us who are in the activist community, those of us who are trying to communicate to other people, like on this day, speaking out against the war, against Iraq, or against deforestation, or against multinational corporations, we have to find a mindful approach so that we can be clear communicators.
That brings up another point. I remember last time you were here, it was like just over, maybe under a year ago, but you had the song Bomb the Nation.
Bomb the World.
Bomb the World.
Yeah.
And that song, like, now it's so true. I have a friend, and she's from Tajikistan, which is right next to Afghanistan, and she was telling me that America bombed her country so much that it changed their entire climate because of all the clouds in the air now.
Wow. Well, I'll sing you the song. This is a song, the song just expresses my opinion that we shouldn't be waging a war against terrorism. We should be engaging in a war against militarism. Please tell me the reason behind the colors that you fly. Love just one nation, in the whole world we divide. You say you're sorry, the
is no other choice. God bless the children who cannot raise their voice. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find the solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world into pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Wa-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na. Violence brings one thing, more and more of the same. Military madness, the smell of flesh and burning pain. So I sing out to the masses, stand up if you're still sane. All of us gone crazy, I sing this one refrain. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find a solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world into pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Wa-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na. And I sing power to the peaceful, and I sing love to the peaceful, y'all. I sing power to the peaceful, and I sing love to the peaceful, y'all. We may even find a solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world into pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na. So we can chase down all our enemies, we can even bring them to their knees. Yes, we can bomb the world into pieces, but we can't bomb it in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Big tune. This is KGNU, sitting in with Michael Franti, and we're just reasoning. Live radio, KGNU, you didn't know it was this live, did you? Elaine, our music director, is in the building.
Howdy.
She's in the place. And
I'm just enjoying.
I like to squeeze her in whenever I can. You know? Elaine, come on, because you're a big part of what we're about here. So,
Oh, thank you. Well, Michael, it seems like there's not enough other activist musicians out there. How do you feel about that? Or do you feel like there's more that can be done to inspire more people to take a role and stand up? And
well, I think that, you know, just as globalization has affected the way that developing nations' economies run and the way that people do business with one another around the world, and it's affected the food that we eat. It's also affected the music industry. And there was a time when there was 30 or 40 major labels in America that had all different types of artists on them. So you'd have a label like Island Records that would sign Black Uhuru, Bob Marley, U2, Grace Jones, Tom Waits, a lot of other international acts that had strong political messages in their music. Then Island Records got bought by PolyGram, which got bought by Def Jam, which got bought by the Universal Corporation and Interscope. And then Universal was bought by the Vivendi. Only the Vivendi Corporation CEO resigned. And it wasn't on the music news. It was on the stock report. You know, and so we don't have labels who are looking for the next Bruce Springsteen or Bob Marley or Bob Dylan. We have labels who are looking for the next Britney Spears or NSYNC or Matchbox 20, you know, and so it's hard. It's and to be a political artist, it takes time. It takes, you know, some doing it for a while and falling on your face and learning your craft and learning how to communicate better before you can be really effective at it. But I was really happy today to get a call from Bonnie Raitt, who's going to be performing tomorrow at this Not in Our Name peace rally in San Francisco. And so it was really nice, you know, to hear from her. And we did a concert on September 7th, our annual Power to the Peaceful concert. And a KRS-One was there, and a great rapper named Mystic was there, and a lot of other people are starting to come out. Michelle Indigocello came out, Carl Denson was out there. So there's a lot of artists who are beginning to come out and raise their voice. And I don't feel like it's the obligation of artists to be political. I feel like the obligation of an artist, or the responsibility of an artist, is to make great art. But intrinsic in making great art is to find some truth. And that can be a romantic truth, it can be a musical truth, it can be a political truth, but you have to find some truth. And so I hope that there's a space in the music world for artists who are finding truth, even if it's just a musical truth. And then I hope that there's other young artists who are coming up who are looking at the world around them and saying, geez, you know, my school used to have an art program, we used to have a music program, where did it go? You know, and now we see the money went to the prisons, and now it's going to bombing other countries. And I think it's time for young people to start speaking up. So I'm hoping that this next generation of youngsters will start to take up that torch.
So excellent. Well, what? Let me ask you: what kind of community, what kind of environment did you grow up into to give you the basis, impetus to, you know, to be who you are and to deal with the things that you deal with, and, you know, advocate the way you advocate?
When I was born, my father is black and my mother is white, and they never got married, and my mother thought I would never have a chance coming out of the box in her family because her family is very racist, so she gave me up for adoption. I grew up in a family that I never really felt that comfortable in, never really felt that comfortable in the community I grew up in, and I always kind of identified with the underdog. And my father was an alcoholic. The man who raised me was an alcoholic. So there was a lot of family tension that took place. And so I looked to external things beyond the family. I looked to sports. I looked to music. I looked to other people who kind of felt like they were the freaks in their community, you know. And so my music is really reflective of that. I try to speak out for people who don't have a voice. I try to write songs for people who feel left out. It's also in my journey. I've come to a lot of healing with my family, and I met my birth parents and met my grandmother, who was raised by her grandmother, who was a slave until the time that she was 12, and her connection with me was very strong, you know. So it's my journey is also about the healing of, you know, the you know, hardness of the childhood that I was raised in.
Where was it?
It was in California. I was born in Oakland. I grew up mostly in Davis, California, and I moved to San Francisco in 1984.
Yeah. So I was wondering, you talked about how you want to inspire kids to, like, make a change in their world. Do you have any advice to kids who are my age about what they can do musically or activistly?
Well, I think that the main thing is understanding that you have power, you know. And, you know, when you think of an open mouth, having your mouth wide open is like, that's one of the most vulnerable positions you can ever be in. A lot of things could come in, a lot of things could go out, some you might like, some you might not like. So opening your mouth is the first step. The second step is to create a sound, just a ah. When you do that, you create an energy. And then when you add a thought to that, you have the vulnerability of the open mouth, and it's hard to make yourself vulnerable, but it's important to. You have the energy of sound, and then you have a thought. And when you have those three things, you have power, you know. And so you use those three things to organize with other people, to ask and to continue to ask questions. And when we ask questions, eventually we find the answers. So I can't tell a kid or any person, an adult, what they should do in their life right now, except to continue to ask the questions. And when you ask the questions, ultimately will come to you. But as young people, we have power to organize, you know, through music, through getting together, through going out into the street, through working on community-based issues like arts programs, school programs, getting together after class and working on things. And those skills that we develop in terms of organizing with each other are skills that carry on throughout the world and the rest of our lives.
We're talking with Michael Franti here on KGNU. John Shaw, you have a question for the gentleman?
Sure, Michael, I'd love to ask. You have so many wise things to say, and you've said so many things already. What are some of the influences, musically or literally, that via literature that you've had in your life that maybe you could recommend an album or some books to some of our listeners?
Well, musically, I've been inspired by four movements in popular music. The first is when I was a little kid. I was growing up in my house, and in my family, my older brother would play a lot of 70s soul music, like Curtis Mayfield, Bob Marley, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Sly Stone, Santana. And there was always this consciousness in the music. And then in the late 70s and early 80s, disco came in so strong that it pushed all those artists off the airwaves. And so I looked for that voice elsewhere, and I found it in reggae music. So through Bob Marley, Muta Baruka, Linton Kwesi Johnson, Steel Pulse, and others, I found that consciousness. One day I was reading through this reggae magazine, and I learned about this band called The Clash that was working with this man named Mikey Dread, his producer.
Yes.
And so I learned about punk rock and how punk rock was carrying that same spirit for young people and was carrying that rebellious, anti-establishment voice. And so I began to identify with that as well. And then after punk rock came hip-hop, and that's when I started to write my own words, just at a time when I was... It was at the 87, 88, which is the same time that groups like X-Clan and Tribe Called Quest and Public Enemy and Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One, we were all writing about the same stuff, you know. And so from that, those are the four genres that have influenced me. But I'd say that the two artists that are the strongest for me are Marvin Gaye and Bob Marley. And the reason I love Marvin so much is that he was a romantic singer. He sung love songs. But then he came out with the album What's Going On, which was the album that was about the world and what was taking place after the Vietnam War. And Bob wrote songs that were often about the struggle and about societal issues, but he also took the time to stop and write love songs, you know. And so I think that it's important that if we're dealing with political issues and we're dealing with social issues, that we also have to stop and take time to live, breathe, dance, love, write songs about food, family, sex, whatever it is, that are all the things that are just the basic parts of our lives, you know. And the reason I like those artists so much is that when I hear their music, it makes me want to be the best person I can be, you know. And I've read a lot about both those artists, and, you know, they had difficulties in their life. Sometimes they made good decisions, sometimes they made bad decisions. But always their music reminds me to try to be the best person that I can be.
Another question I have for you is, your music, since you've been influenced by those four music forms, what kind of music artist would you consider yourself? Because it's hard to put people in a box a lot of the time. But
I'm a mutant bastard child of music. You know, I've never really said I'm just one genre. You know, I do hip-hop, sometimes I write reggae songs, sometimes I write funk songs, sometimes I write acoustic songs, sometimes I do spoken word performances, punk songs, you know, whatever. And to me, part of why I've done that is that I want to say that it's okay to be whoever you are. You don't have to say, oh, I'm a hip-hop head, and forget about rock and roll. I'm not going to touch those, and those people are messed up. And if same thing on the other side. A lot of kids say, oh, I rock rock and roll music, but I don't like hip-hop. And they just blow it out, you know?
Exactly.
And my message is, just be whoever you are, and if you like a song,
it's okay.
It's okay, you know?
All right, yeah. A song.
Let's do a song.
Hey, in the meantime,
let's do that new one.
Before you hit it,
yeah.
I'm going to break out here a little bit.
Have a great show, and what's the thing at Tulagi is going to be like tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, yeah, I should announce that. It's I'm not sure the exact name of the group, but it's the Peace,
the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center.
Yeah, cool. And so we're just doing a benefit. It's a $10 donation, but they won't turn anybody away at the door. If you have a couple pennies to drop in the bucket, that's fine, I'm sure. It's going to be at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and Dave and I are going to be down there playing some acoustic songs. I invited Trey from the Far Side, who's going to come down and rhyme a couple tunes, and Radioactive will be beatboxing, and we'll just have a little gathering of nice music and positive reinforcement about the issues of peace and absolutely nonviolent solutions to the world's problems.
Well, you keep me focused, and I just called to say thanks, and I hope I'm thank well you enough to go tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to sing a song for you.
Oh, appreciate it, sweetie. Stay listening.
Okay. Hey, can we say it's KGNU Boulder real quick?
Yeah, it's good. KGNU Boulder.
Say it.
Yeah.
is it?
You are now listening to KGNU Boulder 88.5.
FM.
Come on. Don't
translator, link, I don't know the rest.
K206.
K206. Hey, so you work here, not me.
Get in on this?
Okay, don't forget to log in online, www.kgnu.org. We had that legal thing we had
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, yeah,
you
that's
know,
cool.
We're,
I
understand. We're good now.
As long as you translate
I think Joe's in the house, but he's going to let us play another.
Joe,
I want to just say hello to all the mountain people. We've had a really great time coming out and spending time out in the mountains. So if you're out there listening, thanks a lot for welcoming us out there. And the people in Fort Collins, we had a great show the other night. And wherever else, Longmont, wherever else is places people can hear, thank you for welcoming us to the state of Colorado. We've had a really nice time here this week. And we're very grateful to have had the chance to be here. But I'm going to play a song for the last woman who called. I hope you get over your pneumonia, and this is a song for anybody else who's out there who's going through a difficult time, whether it's sickness or emotional drama or hunger or whatever it is, addiction. This is a song of tenacity and perseverance. I received a letter that you wrote me on a dark, cold and cloudy day. Reminding me on the side of the road, you find the light, you'll find a friend, you'll find a way. But today I'm feeling all broke down, and I ain't got the faintest clue about what to do. Can't comprehend the situation at hand, so I try my best just to get back home to you. Keep on walking now, yes I will. Don't keep on talking loud, yes I will. Don't keep on singing about it, yes I will. Don't keep on ringing now, you do. You do. You do. You do. When you're lost and alone, that's when the rainbow comes. And when you're lost and alone, that's when the rainbow comes. I believe that what you sing to the clouds will rain upon you when your sun has gone away. And I believe that what you dream to the moon will manifest before you rest another day. So stay strong and sleep long when you need to. Let the morning take you out on through the day. When you find you're at the end of the road, you just lift your head up, spread your wings and fly away. Come on now. Don't keep on walking now. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking loud. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on singing about it. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on ringing now. You go, go, you go, go, you go, go. When you're
lost and alone. It's when the rainbow comes, when you're lost and alone. It's when the rainbow comes. This is for all the reggae fans, the Roots reggae fans out there who we took the time out of their show today to play some folk hip-hop in here. Sun is shining, the weather is sweet, make you wanna move your dancing feet, yes. Oh, to the rescue, here I am, want you to know ya, where I stand. As the morning gather the rainbows, want you to know, yo, that I'm a rainbow too. Oh, to the rescue, here I am, want you to know, yo, where I stand. When you're lost and alone, it's when the rainbow comes. When you're lost and alone, it's when the rainbow comes for you.
That's right. You know. Yes, yes, people. Michael Franti from
Spearhead.
Michael Franti from Beatniks. Michael Franti from Michael Franti. Dave.
Yes, thank you.
You play a good guitar, so.
I'm trying. I'm
saying, you're not too bad yourself.
Oh, I'm trying hard over here.
Harmony.
This is KGNU, emanating from Bowl at 88.5 FM. We translate the K206 DB in Fort Collins. Joe is here to do African Roots. Nice. We're reaching Fort Collins at 89.1 megahertz. We're touching Wards at 93.7. So wherever you are, we're on the internet. Yes, it's kgnu.org. And, you know, we're here. We want to just thank the Bridge. Come on, large up. Large up.
Thanks for that.
Large up.
Clap at home, too. Don't be afraid.
Now tell them where you are tonight.
Okay, tonight we're down at the Fox, and tomorrow at 4 to 6 at Tulagi's, this acoustic show we're doing in support of the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center. And then tomorrow night, again at the Fox, is an all-ages show. So,
and there's still tickets available for Sunday. But
yeah,
I
for tomorrow night.
Tonight's
sold out. But tomorrow,
so
yeah,
that means you don't have to feel bad. You don't have to go hold your arm up and buy tickets from a scalper for like $150 tonight. Wait till tomorrow night.
I see how it is. All right. Well, you know, we could do this. We could do this because this is, we didn't plan it.
And thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. I know there's a lot of Roots reggae fans out there that are pretty fanatical about their music, but I appreciate the time that you gave me.
Because when I come here, seriously, what I try to impart with people, and I've been doing this program since I was a young man. Mm-hmm. Remember when I was a young man? Right? And the thing is, I seriously tell the people, if you step to me and tell me you only love reggae music,
mm-hmm,
I don't really care about what you like.
Right.
You know what I mean? You need, because I come here, I play dub selections over mm-hmm Mozart.
Right.
I used to have a thing called Off the Wall, where it's anything goes, right? You're right kidding. In the middle of it. Because I love music, man.
That's the way it should be.
So if anybody's out there listening to this and couldn't appreciate love what they were getting,
then
they need to step off, man.
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just so you know this,
all
right?
And you can just remember that music is all one big complicated math equation. That's right.
All right. Hey, Joe, take it away. We're going to hear that African Roots is here. Do remember the Pledge Drive coming up in a couple of weeks. Is that next week?
That's Friday.
Friday, all right.
The 11th of October.
I'll be here on the 19th, and we'll make it live, yes? So start saving up.
Word.
I know the big man was huggable. You know?
Oh,
that's why I hugged him when he stepped in. I knew he was huggable. All right, so.
Flipping the beat.
We're out.
Beat.
Yeah.
sauter ensemble. Kani kalu, mama ko kalu, yeku ko kalu. Siga so kalu, segu kalu, yemo ku kalu. Kao kalu, tumutu kalu, yeki dali kalu.
Yeah.